This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Wednesday, April 15th, brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Iowa Congressman Zach Nunn believes legislation to approve year-round sales of E15 may soon be released. AgriPulse Newsmakers host Lydia Johnson spoke with Nunn on the Hill today.
One, we've got another rally with our E15 stakeholders this week. I feel very confident, as does our conference here, that this is a pathway forward.
Nunn said he believes they have a consensus on the legislative language and are looking for a vehicle to move the bill.
We've already got legislation together from both the refiners, the growers, and the producers, and I think we're at a good point with all of those guys.
You're at consensus with them?
I believe so, yeah. Now we need to find the best vehicle forward. Here's what I won't do. I won't put a bill on the floor that is just going to get a vote and fail. I want to find a viable pathway to get year-round nationwide E15 voted on and over to the Senate so we can get to the President's desk. I'm going to explore every option we got. Look, right now we've got the supplemental, we've got a couple of other vehicles. 2 months ago, it didn't look like there was a vehicle. Now we're looking at multiple vehicles, and I think that should be encouraging for every grower out there.
The legislation would provide additional domestic demand for ethanol. On the global front, Nunn says Taiwan is a potential growth market for U.S. ethanol.
I just led a trade delegation to Taiwan. They have E3. We talked to their trade minister and their president. They're committed to moving forward with E10, bring down the tariffs, because right now Taiwan can't do any production or growing of biofuel, so they have to import it almost exclusively from the United States. We're taking that tariff from 95% in Taiwan down to zero on biofuels, which gives us a market space for tens of millions of users. That's a great foreign option. I want to make sure we're focused on the domestic market, though, for guys right now.
Leaders of the National Pork Producers Council are in Washington this week. CEO Brian Humphrey says hog farmers want a farm bill that includes a resolution to California's Proposition 12.
We have states who went through and worked with their farmers, they worked with their consumers, they worked with the state legislatures, and they passed laws like Ohio that said, here's what we're going to do to raise pigs. Only to turn around and have California reach inside of their borders and say, that's not good enough to do business with the state of California. You have to do this. There's nobody that looks at that and says that California is right or should always been understood. And the Supreme Court even acknowledges that this is a problem that Congress needs to address, that states should be able to govern inside of their borders, not reach outside their borders.
Humphrey says the patchwork of state regulations has already begun.
California has dictated one set of rules and parameters, and Massachusetts has dictated a different set of rules and parameters. And when you are one farm may be compliant to sell product into Massachusetts, they're not compliant to sell into California. And so that presents a real challenge for our folks. And yes, we've seen state legislation across the country trying to jump on this bandwagon and start to talk about impacting interstate commerce and movement of goods on certain products coming into their states in the same fashion.
Iowa pork producer Tish Cook doesn't believe she or other producers in her state should have to adhere to another state's laws.
The voters in California are now dictating how pigs in Iowa can be raised, and people will say, well, then just don't sell to California. Well, California is, they're bigger than a lot of countries in the world, so they're going to demand pork. And again, we're in the U.S., a free market economy. If someone is going to demand it, somebody will supply it. But that doesn't mean that everything has to be fitting the requirements for Proposition 12 and the space requirements that are not scientific, they're not supported by a veterinarian. I think as a voter, you should be able to influence what happens in your own borders, not across state lines when it's a state issue.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance. For a half century, pesticides have affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without them, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential pesticides, so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. This message brought to you by the Modern Ag Alliance in support of America's farmers. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.